5. Chicago temperatures north 16, south 14, west 16, and the loop 22 degrees at 531. This is Gil Gross.
WLS, Chicago. Charlie Van Dyke in the morning. WLS, Chicago.
534 in the Windy City. O.C. Smith and a tune that I think Mac Davis wrote. Little Green Apples from 68.
Oh, I wake up in the morning with my hair down and my eyes, and she says hi.
Little Green Apples, O.C. Smith from 1968. It was? It was not an O.C. Mac Davis song. Well, dumb again. 538, Charlie Van Dyke, born dumb. It's WLS and sunshine, a little bit warmer today. High 33. Speaking of dumb, I don't know this either. So that's why I'm mentioning it to you. Perhaps you do, and you could inform me. Make my whole day. Beginning of January 1st was the centennial year for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. That's a pretty big deal. They were originally formed in 1873 as the Northwest Mounted Police. Remember Sergeant Preston? Well, they are the Federal Police Force of Canada, I guess kind of the equivalent of our FBI. And they have observed here at Notes in my little list of things to remember, they have observed their motto since its founding. It is a motto that I cannot even pronounce, let alone translate. It says in French, maintains l'adroit. So I was wondering, maybe somebody smart is listening out there. If you know what maintains l'adroit means in French, you can give me a call and save me from going crazy, because I'll worry about it all day. My producer, Tom Nelden, tells me that Roger Miller wrote Little Green Apples. Now, don't you feel a whole lot better knowing
United that? Airlines invites you to see your land on an endless skyway of comfort.
As of this land was made for you and me, the rock of Chicago, the lonely rally.
19 before 7, Charlie Van Dyke in the morning. My number is 591-7240. Someone who speaks French, I'm sure, will take time out for making their instant breakfast and give me a call. 591-7240. We Mounties are depending on you for this, too. Johnny Rivers, Rockin' Pneumonia. ULS, and I have a nice lady on the phone. Nice lady, what is your first name?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
That's one of my favorite names. I understand you speak a little French.
A little.
Well, we were confounded by the problem of the motto of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, whose centennial year it is, and if I can pronounce this at all, maintain l'adroit. What does that mean, Lisa?
Keeping the right, or keeping, making sure that what is right is maintained that way, and the Mounted Police were designated to that cause.
How did they get the thing of, we always get our man then? That was just a TV...
I suppose that was probably a byproduct of the phrase. They made sure that they kept it right, and if anybody violated it, they made sure that they suppressed them right away. And I suppose the end result was that they went out and got their man, and that probably was a kick motto from the phrase, from the original French phrase.
How can you be so smart at this time of the morning, Lisa?
I just woke up.
Did you really? You're an amazing human being. Thanks very much. You made my whole day.
Well, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Did you know that, Gil?
No, I did not know that.
Did you care?
Yes, I did. I care deeply about the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
They're a real neat unit. They also have another group that kind of has some association with them, the Royal something. I don't know their exact name, but they are the guys in Canada who wear they still wear the little short dresses, the kilts.
Those are the Royal Gelatins.
That's right, and I watched them marching around the Toronto airport in groups of three, and there's a reason for that, too. If you wore a dress, you wouldn't walk around alone either. This is also the anniversary of this is Silent Record Week. Did you know that?
I was reading that over your shoulder.
Yeah, it commemorates the invention of the silent record, the first silent record concert, providing a period of silence when silence is most needed. I'm going to be playing that record later in the show today, too, if you want to listen in for it.
I think I will.
It's a pretty groovy thing. It really is. And what's in the news today?
A lot of stations in small towns play that all night.
As a matter of fact, they do. A six-hour concert.
Yes.
How are the triplets doing?
Triplets are doing fine. They haven't named them yet. Two boys and a girl born at Grant Hospital at 1:30.
They have not named the triplets. Wait a minute.
Not named them. I think that this would be a thing this morning, right?
Right on.
To have listeners call in and think of names. I thought of Huey, Louie, and Dewey, but one of them's a girl. So that's out.
Let's see. We have two boys and a girl.
Yeah.
Two boys and one girl. All right. I'll note this down here. You go ahead and do the news. I want to think about this.
Call them the Clancy boys and girl, or the Andrew sisters minus two, or something.
What is the last name? That has a big thing to do with it.
Scialaba. Scialaba. They're from Northlake.
Pierre Labat.
And then later we'll call the hospital and maybe and suggest, present our best...
That's right, suggest the names. Okay. Sure. What else is in the news? You go ahead. I'll work
Does the winner get anything?
Two boys. We could probably swing a Grey Line tour of Chicago through a tinted windowed bus. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Clean out the diaper pan.
That's right.
The Shoreline Bus Company isn't operating this morning. They run a rush hour service from Lake County, Indiana to Chicago, and they also run bus service in Hammond and East Chicago. So if you depend on either of those services, you better make other plans this morning. In Vietnam, we are bombing again, this time below the 20th parallel. And the police scandal continues, and I think this time those indictments are going to come down in the Town Hall District, which is up on the north side. And the police there have been allegedly extorting money from tavern owners in Newtown.
I'll
be telling you about that. You got what?
Yeah, well, you see, now, in that they're triplets, see, I think that all the first names should start with the same letter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, because they can then dress similarly and that kind of thing is known to happen. I think Felix, Ferdinand, and Felicia would be a... What's the last name again?
That's nice. What? Felix, Ferdinand, and Felicia.
Right.
Two boys... Oh, no. Now, I thought of something, but let's forget it.
Oh.
Well, I was thinking there are two boys and a girl, and since you're trying to come up with names and you've taken such an interest, you can name one Charlie and one Van, but they forget the other one.
No, let's not do that. Hello. That's much too cruel. Before 6, Charlie Van Dyke in the morning, and this is an amazing lady. She came in number one on the Big 89 of 1972. Also kind of a brilliant person, as a matter of fact. Went to college on a scholarship and has a degree in music. Sings one heck of a tune. Month was March, first time ever I saw your face.
The first time.
On the WLS Big 89.
Your face.
Had a call someone wanting to know what scholarship that was she had that she went to school
your
on.
Face.
Perhaps if you read Flip magazine, you would have already known that. It was a football scholarship. 5:52 in Charlie Van Dyke. Sunshine, a little warmer today, high 33.
You've heard me say that Heilemann's Old Style is pure brewed.
G. Heilemann Brewing Company, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
7:06, Charlie Van Dyke in the morning with some rock and roll on the Rock of Chicago. Four Tops, Caper of the Castle.
Living down, there's a lot of us been pushed around.
Good morning at 5:55. This is Gil Gross, WLS News, on a day that's going to be sunny and a little bit warmer. And you're going to be hearing more about that police scandal in the news today. Now that indictments are in for the Chicago Avenue District, Town Hall is next. Right now, the winds are from the southwest at 4 miles per hour, and our Chicago temperatures read north 16, south 14, west 16, and the loop 22 degrees at 6 o'clock. This is Gil Gross.
WLS, Chicago.
Four in the Windy City and the Friends of Distinction. Love Will Let Me Be Lonely and the Friends of Distinction from 1970. Always did like that tune. 6:07, I'm Charlie Van Dyke on WLS. Today, a lot like yesterday. That's good. Two in a row. You get spoiled, don't you? Sunshine, a little bit warmer, and the high will be 33. Currently around Chicago, the temperatures range from 14 to 22. That 22 is in the loop. Nice day ahead.
Come on, Edith. It's the middle of winter. It's dumb to be thinking about air conditioning. You want air conditioning?
Yeah.
Huh? When not having meatloaf?
I think a divorce is cheaper than the air conditioner. Well, now you can save $72 to $180 on central air conditioning. Get a room air conditioner for only $98. Limited time only at Sears. After 6 and Charlie Van Dyke in the morning on the Rock of Chicago. Smash tune, our town. Gilbert O'Sullivan's Claire.
Claire. Oh, Claire.
Gilbert O'Sullivan on WLS 611 with Charlie Van Dyke. crazy kid. Gilbert also had the number two tune on the Big 89 of 1972. Alone Again, Naturally, he was a Hit Parade Award winner. I think we're going to have him around for a while. Here's a look at some sports over the holiday. Orange Bowl game, Nebraska down Notre Dame. Wow, what a game. 40-6. Rose Bowl, saw that one, really dug that one. Southern Cal over Ohio State, 42-17. Now, I have spent some time in California, but I still found myself really getting behind Ohio State. There at the half, I think it was 7-7. Thought they had a chance. Got a little depressing there at the end, but they kept pushing and finally got that last touchdown right at the end of the game. Cotton Bowl game, Texas over Alabama, 17-13. NBA scores, Los Angeles over Seattle, 108-103. Baltimore, 88. Milwaukee, 87. In the NHL, Boston over Vancouver, 8-2. Now, if you act immediately, well, you know, in the next few minutes anyway, you can pick up a $320 Sony receiver as part of a complete music system with a record changer and speakers for just $34 more. That's only until Sunday, though. Now, this phenomenal Sony receiver has one of the very best AM-FM tuner sections around. Even the weakest stations sound great. There's a lot of lines there, folks. It delivers 60 RMS watts of power. Sound quality so exceptional, you'll think it's, well, putting out even more power than it has. So go in and hear it for yourself, but do it this week now. The Garrard record player comes with a bass and elliptical cartridge, and the speakers are two-way 10-inch systems. Clearance price for this week, only $354. You save $101. Now, there is not likely to be enough systems to last until Sunday, so I would hurry. This week only, pick up 60-minute cassettes, two for a buck. You can only get these January clearance values until Sunday. Pacific Stereo's five Chicago area stores, including Niles on Milwaukee by the Gulf Mill Shopping Center, Oak Park on North Avenue, nine blocks east of Harlem, and they're open until 9 weekdays, six on the weekends.
Windy City weather!
Well, looks like a day off again, unfortunately. And it works. Sunny, a little bit warmer today. The high will be 33. Fair, a little warmer tonight. Low 21. Tomorrow, cloudy and again, a little bit warmer. High 38. Chicago temperatures, north 16, south 14, west 16. In the Loop 22 at WLS. Get your money's worth. Join the Chicago Better Business Bureau's Consumer Division. Say that a couple of times fast. For information, write Better Business Bureau, 430 North Michigan, Chicago, 60611.
Charlie and Ike in the morning. WLS.
One of the better memories of the year from Big 89, Three Dog Night, April Smash. Family of Man, 13 after 6 in the Rock of Chicago.
This tired city was somebody's dream. A billboard horizon as black as it seems.
Three Dog Night. That's Family of Man from the Harmony LP and a smash tune for 1972. Did you hear that playback at the Big 89 on New Year's Eve? That was neat. That was a good tune. And have you broken any of your New Year's resolutions yet? I didn't even bother to make any. The discovery that I can't keep any promises to myself of that nature is too terrible, so I just blew the whole thing off. Did you watch any of the New Year's Eve coverage on television? Three Dog Night was on one channel, and on our sister station, they had live coverage down State Street with some clown playing the part of Father Time. That was, even if I was totally bombed out of my mind, I wouldn't have believed that. That was terrible. Sunny and a little bit warmer today, high 33. Salerno Graham Crackers, buy 'em, try 'em. And this word here is U-U-U-U-M-M-M-M-H. Delicious, Salerno.
Brothers and sisters, listen, I want to talk to you about winning and losing.
Since a bus service provided by the Shoreline Bus Company in Lake County, Indiana, they take the commuters between Gary, East Chicago, and Chicago. Also, they shuttle some school children around Hammond, East Chicago, and Gary. Munster is not affected. In fact, nothing affects Munster, ever. After 6 and Charlie Van Dyke in the morning. Waking up to something awful good. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Top 10 song. If you don't know me by now.
Don't know me by now.
6:21 and Charlie Van Dyke in the morning. Neat day, just like yesterday. Well, I took some pictures yesterday and took in a flick. Why don't you call in sick today? Make it a four-day weekend. Neat one. Sunshine, warm, high 33, and good old rock and roll. Stevie Wonder and Superstition.
Good morning. It's 6:25. This is Gil Gross, WLS News. On a day it's going to be a little bit sunnier, but
Not much warmer. Temperatures will get up to maybe 33 today. And bus drivers have walked out at the Shoreline Bus Company in northwest Indiana. Fair and a little warmer tonight, and then cloudy again, a little bit warmer tomorrow. But that high today will only be 33, the low tonight 21, and the high tomorrow 38. Right now, the winds from the southwest at 4 miles per hour. Our Chicago temperatures, north 16, south 14, west 16, and in the loop 22 degrees at 6:30. This is Gil Gross.
WLS, Chicago. In the morning. WLS, Chicago.
6:33 in the Windy City. When the Nashville Skyline LP came out, I wore out my first copy. Every cut was just great. It's the one they pulled out for the single. Dylan's Lay, Lady Lay.
Lay, Lady Lay. Lay across my big grass bed.
Bob Dylan and Lady, Lady, Lady. Really great album. That was also the one that had the cut from Johnny Nash. He was on there singing a duo. I think he sang Girl from the North Country. Nice album. Bob Dylan from 69. 6:37 at WLS, and I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Starting the new year off on the right foot, I suppose. My first abusive phone call just came in. Some chick talking kind of trashy to me. Hope I got that over with for the year. And, lady, I hope your girdle rides up when you lean over the Xerox machine today. Sunshine, a little bit warmer, and the high will be 33. Tonight's low 21, fair and a little bit warmer. Starting Sunday, sometimes readers have something extra. Special pages on leisure and sports. Pages that zero in on everything that's new for you to do. Often right here in the Midwest. Skiing tips, hunting, fishing news, the latest on camping, trailering, hiking, auto racing, snowmobiling. Really sounds like fun. You name it, and the sometimes leisure and sports pages capture the spirit of it. Leisure and sports. It's a bright new part of Chicago's Bright One. Why don't you dig into it starting Sunday? No stalls or accidents so far on the expressways. On strike this morning, though, are the drivers of the Shoreline Bus Company in Gary. There will be no service between Gary and Chicago's South Side. There is no service for school children either in Gary, East Chicago, Hammond, or Hobart. Before 7. Charlie Van Dyke in the morning on the Rock of Chicago with Albert Hammond. Never rains in Southern California.
Chicago weather.
Oh, wow. Wish this could be a four-day weekend. Nice, just like yesterday. Sunny, a little bit warmer, high 33. Fair, a little bit warmer tonight, 21 the low. Cloudy, and again warmer tomorrow, high 38. Chicago temperatures, north 16, south 15, west 16, in the loop 22 at WLS.
Charlie Van Dyke in the morning, WLS.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
WLS.
6:46 and Charlie Van Dyke in the morning. Got a stall inbound Kennedy at Lawrence Avenue. It's resting near the exit ramp. And what else do we have here? Commuters in Gary are affected this morning by a strike by bus drivers against the Shoreline Bus Company. That walkout also affects some school children in Lake County. Sunshine, warm, nice day, high 33. Temptations, top 10 in Chicago. And Papa was a Rolling Stone.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will.
6:50, and I'm Charlie Van Dyke on the Rock of Chicago. It's going to be a really nice day. Sunshine, a little bit warmer, not like yesterday, high 33. Cat's Bullet 4, Cat Stevens LP. This is Sitting.
Oh, I'm on my way, I know I am.
Good morning at 6:53. This is Gil Gross, WLS News. And we had triplets born this morning at Grant Hospital.
Great tune from WLS at 7:14, and I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Good morning. I'm kind of excited. I have a very limited edition copy of this incredible LP that we're celebrating with Silent Record Week. You might have heard me mention that to you. This is to commemorate the invention of the silent record, the first silent concert, providing periods of silence when silence is most needed. Now, originally that was released as a 45. However, W.T. Rabe has sent me a very private, limited edition LP of that same concert. Now, we have cuts on here as I look at this album. We have Dizzy, we have Hey Jude, Yesterday, a real nice long version of MacArthur Park. So I think I'll play one of these for you in commemoration of this week, and perhaps each morning we could feature a different tune. I know that Mayor Daley listens in about this time of the day, and he's a big fan of Dizzy. So I thought I'd play that one for you. We have it all set to go, and here it is from the silent LP. This is Dizzy. Well, that's about all I can handle of that. I don't like the song anyway. It's 7:15.
If you like to take pictures, it's about time you knew about Photomat.